This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Merry Christmas from the DJVers. How do you do? Optimistically looking at the day and the weekend and all the hoopla. Hopefully you'll have a wonderful time with your family. Those people who don't have a family, you can make us your family. We'll be your family. How's that? We're happy to help out, especially this time of year when people are really, if they don't have anybody around, kind of a dumpy kind. It really is a dumpy time of the year. So Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all that good stuff from Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. On the Christmas front, is this a Christmas present? The president and the administration announcing that it's going to extend the moratorium on student loan payments till next May 1st because of the situation with COVID. The first leg of this was supposed to be over next month. People that were in debt for student loans have to go back to paying. But there's a government program. I think I talked about this once not long ago. I know it because my two children are involved in academics. Not my two children. My daughter and her husband are involved in academics. And there was a program that was discovered by some of the big universities. People who are on the staff could have loans forgiven. And then there was an uproar when it became public because people said, well, why should they get forgiveness and I don't get forgiveness? Which actually is a pretty good question. They don't make as much money as some people in business, but they aren't, they're not poor. So the school
wasn't doing it? It was the federal government that was forgiving
them? No, federal government. Yeah,
wow. The federal government. I can understand as maybe a perk of your job if you work for an academic institution and maybe they pay off part of your loan for you or whatever. Yeah. Right. But yeah, that is unfair because a lot of people use their use their degrees for whatever it is for many different industries.
Yeah.
So
right.
That seems unfair.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, so the unfairness continues into the new year. Here's something. For those of you who are owners of electric cars, especially Tesla, what was it we were talking? Chrysler's got a new SUV that's coming out that's electric.
Their first electric one that's going to be debuted at CES.
Yeah. Okay. So there's an early Christmas present from Tesla for those people who are on the road. They're going to extend free vehicle charging at certain supercharger locations if you get there before 10 o'clock in the morning, right, or after 7.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you identify, how do you know if you, I see on the mall the Tesla chargers that are next to the street where people who have Teslas can plug in. So if you have another electric vehicle, you can't, the hitch is different? The hookup is different?
Know.
You can't use it?
That's a good question. I don't know if Tesla has I don't know if it's a universal. Well, they must be universal on some level because the federal government is building a whole bunch of charging stations and a whole network across the country. So it must, or maybe there are certain, maybe there are different ports or something in it. For Tesla, one maybe for GM, one for, I don't know, Ford, maybe. I don't know.
So they're making these, I didn't realize, I thought you got free charging wherever you were. So when you go to a gas station that has a plug-in, you got to pay for it?
A lot of air.
I don't know.
I would think you'd have to pay for this. You have to pay for air just to put it in your tire.
You do. Yeah.
So if you don't have to pay for gasoline. Well, see, part of it is because a lot of people didn't like the fact that, there's tax on gasoline. So if you have a regular car and you need gas to make it go, then you have to pay tax to your state and federal, however it's built in. And so if charging was free, then they're not, those people driving Teslas or electric vehicles aren't paying into that system.
Whoopee!
Well, that was one of the things that was a big deal because they keep putting the gas tax on people in California. There's like
We have more electric cars, so we're going to charge the gas people more.
Right, and so people are saying, well, wait a second, electric cars are driving on the roads, too. You're saying the roads need to be fixed.
But the environmental...
They shouldn't get a free pass.
The environmental yahas are saying that's only fair because we're doing our part to save the environment, and those no-good SOBs driving those gas guzzlers are ruining the environment, so we shouldn't have to pay the same taxes as people who are...
We all share the road.
Yes, we do. Well, I'm just telling you that's the argument that comes put forth. So let's see here. The following states and stations are free before 10 o'clock on Christmas Day. Right? Is this Christmas? This is Christmas
Day. It runs...
Day. Or next couple of days.
I think there are multiple days, yes.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
Basically if you're traveling for the whole weekend.
For the weekend. Arizona, California, Colorado, Florida, Nevada, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Texas, and Utah. So why wouldn't they just make this universal all across the country? Every state's got Teslas in them. So what is
those
there
are
about?
I don't know. I think those are the superchargers versus the regular. I don't know.
Supercharger, 5-minute charge, and you're done, right?
I'm not sure. I think it's 20 minutes.
Oh, is it 20 minutes?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, that's a drawback right there. If you're going somewhere in a hurry, when you load up, how long does it take you to fill up your gas tank? 3-4 minutes?
Yeah, you do have to definitely be aware of your car, right?
Yeah,
because if you're,
exactly,
running out in an emergency and then the car doesn't start, then, yeah. I never know the level of gasoline that I have in my car. I would be an awful Tesla owner. No.
What do you mean? Why?
I don't know. It's always a surprise. I never know.
You don't look at the gas gauge?
Not really, no.
Wow.
I mean, obviously, I fill it up when it's empty, when the light comes on and says, hey, I need more.
But if there's an emergency, you have to have a little in
the tank.
See,
that's why I'm saying I would be a horrible Tesla owner because, I mean, my Apple Watch has never even charged. Like, I never have anything that's charged.
Right. You'd be on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Early English colonists in New England declared war on Christmas. Spanish settlers in present-day Florida, Texas, and New Mexico celebrating what historians consider to be the first Christmas events in the future United States. The English didn't want to... Well, you all know the story of what really happened. The problem is we've been so romanticized with how America was formed or created or whatever that we don't really know the whole story. Hispanics have kept alive celebrations honoring the birth of Jesus in the centuries before the holiday caught on. Catched on? Good, Doug. Thank you.
Catched on.
It catched on. Right. So Hernando de Soto, for whom the car... Anybody here other than me remember the car called the de Soto? No, probably not.
I've heard of it.
Yes. You remember a de Soto?
I don't remember it. I've heard of it.
The de Soto is a Chrysler car, and most of the de Sotos look just like all the rest of the Chrysler cars. So they stopped making them about 30 years or so ago. But anyway, because of Mr. De Soto, a lot of Catholic priests and Spanish explorers celebrated the first Christmas in 1539. That's when they were here first. Remember, Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492? He wasn't really the first person to get here.
Well, he never got here.
Yes, he was. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I know, right? He landed in New York City. No.
What was it? He floated up the Hudson River against the tide.
Yeah, Henry Hudson did that eventually, but yeah,
yes,
sure.
Right. Anyway, so settlers in a village now known as Tallahassee, which is the capital city of Florida, if you didn't know that, they settled there and celebrated Christmas. I bet a lot of people didn't know this. Did you know this, ladies?
I did.
All
not.
Of this Spanish stuff? No.
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 Spanish settlers also were the first recorded Christmas in New Mexico in 1598. In San Juan Pueblo, 1683, explorer Juan Dominguez de Mendoza, a Catholic priest, held the first Christmas with the locals in a small town known as Presidio, which is where a big jail is now, if I'm not mistaken. Let's see what other things happened up here in New England. Puritans and some of the British called the Puritans radical Christians. They settled here and balked at Christmas celebrations because they thought that associated them with the Church of England, and they didn't want anything to do with the Church of England. That's why they came here. Puritan New England passed laws forbidding the observance of Christmas in the 1600s. How about that? So it didn't catch on here until the 1800s. The Germans and the Irish brought their Christmas celebrations with them. I didn't know that either. Here's a fun fact. the town of Belen, New Mexico, founded in 1740 as Nuestra Señora de la Belen, Our Lady of Bethlehem. How about, how do you do with pronunciation? Are you okay, ladies?
Nuestra
Very good. Señora de Belen. Town has erected permanent nativity scene artwork on public property there. That was a question that I think I had. Did I have it off the air with you, Victoria, the other day?
Yeah, it was off the air. You asked me that, and I, yeah, about, like, if local towns
nativity
still have
scenes.
Nativity scenes.
Yeah.
And
right.
There are definitely,
I mean, some do.
I've seen some, sure.
Mm-hmm.
And some, they've been outlawed because of, you know, PC culture, but.
Right, exactly.
What's really sad, there was a time, gosh, it must have been 2 or 3 years ago, I have a great friend, she used to do my hair since I was like 12 years old before my cousin started doing hair. I had to go where the family is, but, she's fantastic, and she just, one of the nicest people, and sparkly, and just full of positivity. But she got breast cancer.
Ooh.
And so she was fighting it, and she has this really, she really started kind of like ramping up her faith because of it. And so she had this beautiful old nativity set that she actually had for your front yard, like you put out in your yard. And someone came and stole her baby Jesus. And she was so sad and so upset. And then on Christmas morning, I don't know what happened. I don't know if someone found it, but on Christmas morning, it was back in her yard again.
Wow.
Isn't that incredible? She woke up and it was there. And this, I mean, this woman, my friend, she was like crying tears of happiness. I have no idea how it made its way back, but there it was.
Wow, that's a sweet
story. Isn't that cool? I know, and it's true, all true. You would think that sounds just like a hokey Hallmark movie, but it was so, it was really sweet.
Have you looked at your Christmas cards, ladies, the Christmas cards that you have received thus far, and found anything that stood out that really got you? Or do you wait till Christmas Day, actually, to open your cards? Like, I wait till Christmas Day to open. I open the cards, but I don't open the presents. I think it's bad luck to do it, frankly. I don't know.
Well, I usually wait till Christmas cards, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's Christmas card day, and that's the, you know, the
Have you noticed
idea.
They picked up in popularity?
Christmas cards.
Yeah, last year I feel like they were kind of like, nobody was sending them, maybe the year before. But this year I feel like I've gotten a lot more than usual.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I feel the total opposite.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like we've gotten fewer cards this year. Yeah. A lot of my friends are just like, they just gave up on the family portrait stuff and, you know, all that. It's just like, yeah, whatever. Merry Christmas.
Humbug. Yep. Sounds like something that I'd say, Victoria.
Yep, exactly.
The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 18 after the hour. The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues. Right now, MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box put DJV for deals like this one and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at MyPillow.com.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer. Now at Banana Republic Factory, 50 to 70% off everything. Discover winter essentials, holiday party looks, last-minute gifts, and more from $14.99. Find your nearest store or shop online, only at Banana Republic Factory. Shop 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com this week only. Plus, new deals on stocking stuffers. Save through December 20th at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com.
Thank you. Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now, 23 after the hour. Normally, this is the trending portion of each hour. And so, Jay has been following some of the Christmas trending stories. But I think it's also a great time. There's no better time than no good time, bad time. There's something that happens around the holiday season that I find hysterical. And it came back to my mind. I would have probably forgotten about it, although I shouldn't. In my Christmas file, there is a reference to Adam Sandler's song, I don't know if you call it a song. He sings it. Even though Hanukkah has come and gone, this, for me, has always been a part of Christmas. Here's Adam Sandler.
Put on your yarmulke, here comes Hanukkah. So much Hanukkah to celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah is a festival of light. Instead of one day of presents, we have eight crazy nights. When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me. David Lee Roth lights the menorah. So do James Caan, Kirk Douglas, and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Shanana and Arthur Bonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish, Goldie Hawn's half too. Put them together. What a fine looking Jew. You don't need deck the halls or jingle bell rock, cause you can spin a dreidel with Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock. Both Jewish. Put on your yarmulke. It's time for Hanukkah. The owner of the Seattle Supersonicas celebrates Hanukkah. O.J. Simpson, not a Jew. But guess who is?
Hall of Famer Rod Carew. He converted.
We got Ann Landers and her sister, dear Abby.
Harrison Ford's a quarter Jewish. Not too shabby.
Some people think that Ebenezer Scrooge is.
Well, he's not, but guess who is?
All three Stooges. So many Jews are in showbiz. Tom Cruise isn't, but I heard his agent is. Tell your friend Veronica, it's time to celebrate Hanukkah.
Oh, forget a harmonica on this lovely, lovely Hanukkah. So drink your gin and tonica and smoke your marijuana.
Nice. It's just hysterical anyway. It's Adam Sandler's Hanukkah song. All right, so Jay, what holiday traditions, you asked people for examples of things they didn't like at Christmas,
yeah.
What did you come up with?
Yeah, whether it's their own families or a family they've visited and experienced. Mike tweeted having to carry gifts downstairs after midnight is a tradition he could do without. Jenny's in-laws have a tradition where everybody has to take turns stating their favorite gift they received that year and the worst gift. Can you imagine if you were the giver of the worst gift that year? Mm-hmm. That would be awful. Deb Keller said her college boyfriend's family had a Christmas Eve tradition where they sang the 12 Days of Christmas. In its entirety, everybody had to draw a number out of a Santa hat and then sing that part as a solo. Sometimes if there weren't enough people, you had to jump.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A large explosion took place hours ago at the ExxonMobil refinery in Baytown, Texas, after what local sheriff's deputies called a major industrial accident. At least four people were injured, according to the Harris County Sheriff's Office. Baytown is located east of Houston, Texas. The Exxon refinery was built in the 1920s and is the company's largest oil refinery in the United States. The Supreme Court announced it will hold oral arguments on January 7th to consider legal challenges to President Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandates. CDC Director Dr. Walensky explains why COVID testing kits are in short supply.
The administration is doing a lot with regard to testing, and we recognize we have more work to do. So that, of course, includes a $3 billion investment in rapid tests.
Unfortunately, the kits won't be available till well after the holidays. Merry Christmas to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Adults who identify as Christians are down 12% in America. Pastor Robert Jeffress weighs in on Fox News.
Look, I think you can attribute a number of things to causing this, the secularization of our country, the failure of parents to pass on their faith to their children. But I really do think the pandemic has played a role in this. We've been disconnected from one another, other Christians, disconnected from our churches, and that takes a toll on people's spiritual health. You know, Christianity wasn't designed to be practiced in isolation. It's a team sport. Hebrews chapter 10 in the New Testament says we need the encouragement that comes from one another. And so I would encourage Christians right now who may have been disconnected from their church to use Christmas as a time to reconnect with their houses of worship. We really do need the encouragement that comes from other Christians.
55 passengers aboard a Royal Caribbean cruise ship that departed Fort Lauderdale, Florida on Saturday have since tested positive for COVID-19. Due to the infections, the Odyssey of the Seas, which is carrying nearly 5,200 people, will now bypass planned stops on its 8-day journey. People aboard with positive cases are experiencing either mild symptoms or none at all. They and their close contacts have gone into quarantine. 95% of those on the ship are fully vaccinated. Thanks for listening, and a Merry Christmas to you, my friend. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
JV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. We know vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Holiday traditions, what are they all about with you? You can share some of those thoughts with us on our DJV social media, Twitter and Instagram at DJV Show, Facebook.com/DJV Show, and Jay will be monitoring that. Jay Kirshner here, along with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen, celebrating some of the cooking traditions that have fallen prey, it would seem, this year to inflation. For example, have you gone to the food store, grocery store, convenience store to buy some butter? Guess what?
Butter.
Butter. It's not better butter. It's butter that's expensive. And then you look at eggs. We're now charging $8 for a dozen eggs on the farm. I've been telling them to charge $8 for a long time, but they finally got up to it because there's a scarcity. We have twice as many people looking for eggs on the farm as we can provide, And if you've seen some of the video of the barnyard, you know the chickens are all over the place. They're everywhere.
Including the attack chicken.
Yes, right.
After Lewis.
Yeah. Now, that attack chicken managed to find its way to the happy hunting ground.
Almost a crisis waiting to happen.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. After Lewis, it was time for burial insurance for that for that particular rooster. Anyway, so if you look at the prices from this year to last year, is this bah humbug? Maybe I shouldn't be doing this. But just as a reality check, most things are up as much as 40%. Like the price of butter is up a couple of bucks a pound from last year. And there's no cow shortage. There's no milk shortage. There's a shortage of good milk, but there are a lot of cows on factory farms that are giving milk. So what's the problem? And I guess the fact is that they can't find people to work in some of these packing houses, the places that... Have you ever seen butter being made, by the way? Anybody grow up with a grandmother had a butter churn? Or have you ever...
No.
I would have thought, Jennifer, you might have because of the history of your family.
I'm not that old.
No, not you. I mean, it might have been when you went to visit
your... I saw someone at, like, Busch Gardens, Colonial Williamsburg, demonstrating a butter churn.
Yeah.
I watched
right.
I Love Lucy. Don't forget, this is how old it was. So you know I Love Lucy.
Yeah.
I Love Lucy. So Lucy and Ethel had to go back to, like, the old timeies. And so they had to churn their own butter in a bet that they made with Ricky and Fred. I mean, it was old for Lucy to churn butter. And that was...
The big manufacturing plants.
But dairy farmers are in my family. I understand what you're saying.
Yes, right. I have made butter in one of those churners. As a matter of fact, I had...
It takes a lot of work to make a little
butter. Oh, yeah, it's horrible. Oh, my God, yeah. It's like making ice cream. Any of the old-time ways of doing stuff like that, ice cream, you had to have... it's called ice cream because you had ice that was packed around the vehicle, if you will, into which you put the cream and you churned it around. And then it would become thicker and thicker. Kind of like those. I've been trying to find those. What, there's a new ice cream maker out that's being made actually here in Massachusetts. I think it's called Cold Press or something. Have you seen the stories and articles? It's quite the thing, apparently. But it's not.
I feel like ice cream makers.
It's like a Keurig. A Keurig, Keurig. What's the coffee thing?
Keurig.
Yeah, Keurig.
Yeah, it's ice cream made like that. Anyway, you feel like what, Victoria?
Well, I feel like those types of gadgets, like, you know, when you get married and you have a registry and you register for stuff that you would never buy for yourself, there's always a bread maker and an ice cream maker. And
yes.
People either only make bread or ice cream one time or they never use it at all.
Never use it, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it sounds like a great idea to have like a Keurig-style ice cream maker, but I just wonder how often it would actually get used.
I'm sure the people who are making it are not counting on that as a factor in people being excited with it. I'm gonna get one and put it on the ice cream bus at the farm and make that kind of soft serve ice cream for people if they want it. Cost more, but I remember now that you've triggered a memory in me. The first presents I got Megan when she got married was a bread maker, and she still uses it. She taught Miles how to make bread using the bread maker, and every week they make bread.
Yeah, that's great.
So,
I mean, it works for some people. It's just others, it's like, oh, cool, I really want an ice cream maker. And then it's like, big and clunky, and you don't have room for it. Yeah. Or like a waffle maker. You make waffles, like, once, and then you forget you have a waffle maker.
I have a Megan Gideon waffle maker.
They sell, like, holiday waffle makers now. I'm like, who has the room not only for a regular waffle maker,
right,
but then one that you bring out on Christmas? I don't know.
So you can have a snowflake-shaped waffle.
Yeah. You have to be really into waffles if that's the case.
Today, and we were talking again kind of off the air to bring you up to date with who's cooking what. Victoria's cooking for her folks and her family. Right, you're going to have, what did you say you're going to make? Not lasagna.
Not lasagna, no. But that is what my husband's family does. That's very popular in Italian households to do lasagna on Christmas.
Yeah.
I'm going to make halibut. It's with a tomato and artichoke and thyme and white wine broth.
That'd be nice. Make sure it's well done. What about you, Jay? What are you cooking for Christmas?
I'm not cooking anything. I am relaxing. I am taking it easy.
Really?
I've been through a lot this week.
Hungry? Are you going to be hungry all day, or what are you?
No.
Yeah, you got to keep grazing. Yeah, you just grazed all day.
Oh, you're going, but you're going to your father's house. Your mother and father. It'll take
Yeah, so my family, we celebrate Christmas Eve, and then my husband's family celebrates Christmas Day. And it's just going to be two full days of nonstop eating, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Good for you. All right, Jen Jen, what about you and your...
I'll be doing the whole... I've got two big events, actually. I've got Christmas Eve. I'll do... a roast with sautéed mushrooms, roast to broccoli, and then a mushroom three cheese lasagna. That's kind of our deal for Christmas Eve.
All right, save some of it for me next week. I'll eat leftovers.
Yeah, and the lasagna you'll like because it's totally vegetarian. Well, it's vegetarian, not vegan. Mm-hmm. And then on Christmas Day, I think I'm going to do a small, I think, because I'm trying to procure a ham. But I think we're going to do a small ham and then probably just like green beans and some salad and not quite as much work. Because by the time Christmas night comes, I'm zonked. I mean, I do a Christmas Eve party. Then we go up to my mom's. Then it's like our nonstop race. Yeah. So Christmas night will be a nice dinner, but it won't be quite as, intensive. Hmm.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so you'll be all curious to hear that as far as the pandemic is concerned and Christmas combined together, it's been a boon for Campbell's soup, interestingly enough. There are a lot of posted photos, Jay, all over the place of sort of elaborate dishes that have hashtags associated, hashtag coronavirus cooking, baking sales booming as well.
That's all changed now.
Yeah, when you look at what is going on with Campbell's soup becomes a big deal. But don't you use the soup with something else? You're not going to just serve the soup by itself.
Well, they make a lot of different... Yeah, they make different products and stuff. But no, essentially, I certainly fell into this as well. You know, in the beginning of quarantine, it was supposed to be like 2 weeks, right? And so everybody was like, oh, I'm going to make all these gourmet meals. And I made a cake for, I don't even know what the reason was. I had no reason, but I made a big cake. I mean, people were just like getting really into cooking. And now it's, people are going back into the office and they're commuting again and kids are in school. And so it's a kind of a different landscape. And so all these companies like Campbell and ConAgra, which owns a ton of brands, and General Mills and Kellogg's and Amy's, they're all saying that, people are going back to the pre-COVID habits of, fast and easy meals. Campbell has surveyed a lot of their customers, and people want dinner to be done in under 18 minutes. That's the average.
Huh?
So, so people aren't cooking like a two-hour meal anymore. People are back to snacks in the car. Slim Jim and beef jerky sticks apparently are like way up again in sales. Angie's Boom Chicka Pop popcorn, which is very good, that's increased as well. And then David's seeds and all kinds of trail mix stuff is really popular again.
Right.
Campbell's,
all right, coming
can do
up.
18-minute dinners with those soups.
You can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just heat up the soup. I love soups. I always put them all together. Bibbidi bobbidi boo. At any rate, I bought three different kinds of clam chowder. I had to find clam chowder that didn't have any gluten in it, which is hard because a lot of the pasty sauces.
It's such a filler.
Yeah. No. So I found, though, there are a couple. Legal Seafood has one. And Progresso has one. I don't know, there's a whole bunch of them that I went looking for, so I put them all together. And it was kind of yummy, actually. That was my Christmas creation. kind of yummy. Coming up, a wonderful dog story for Christmas, right after this here on the DJV program. Calitrin, the best way to lose weight, the best defense is a good offense. Doesn't that apply to weight?
If you are taking Calitrin this time of the year, you can actually be losing weight. For sure not gaining weight, but losing weight this time of the year, even with the food everywhere. Our customers tell us that when they're taking Calitrin, not only are they losing the inches and looking better, but they feel better. So when you have more energy throughout your day, you don't crave the food like you did before. You're not having the afternoon crashes. Collagen protein is one of the most satiating nutrients there is. It's naturally boosting your metabolism by rebuilding that lean muscle tissue.
So let's talk about the deal. What's the deal right now as we get into turkey time?
Well, turkey time deal is the biggest sale we do all year. People wait on this one, but it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. Use the promo code DJV, and that's going to save you on shipping, too, so you won't have to pay shipping on those orders. So toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can also chat with us online or call us 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
There's good news for American retailers as new research reveals shoppers are shrugging off worries about inflation, supply shortages and late deliveries, and plan to spend over the holidays. The research carried out for retail customer engagement specialist Emarsys reveals what American consumers are most concerned about and their biggest shopping bugbears. Emarsys works with over 1,600 retail brands around the world and has come up with some festive tips to help retailers make the most of the peak trading period.
We've seen across the U.S. that consumers are putting more effort into holiday shopping this year, but they're lacking inspiration on what to buy. We recommend that retail and consumer product brands ensure they're offering shoppers personalized products that they know sell well together for different types of buyers, both online and in-store. For more information on how to engage first-time buyers, defecting customers, and loyal customers this holiday season, head over to emarsys.com.
All right, 46 after the hour. Merry Christmas to everyone listening to us here, providing you with, I guess, this is what matters now in the next couple of days, right? The usual events and issues and people of the day kind of out the window, I think. We're more concerned about how we put the good stories together for Christmas. Here's something. Jennifer has been following the story of this 8-year-old Boston Terrier. So what happened? This dog is, looks like these terriers are always cute. So what did he do?
Well, he's being called a hero, and just in time for Christmas, after he told his owners that there was a problem with their 9-month-old baby and that the baby was in need of help. The family is the Dowling family, Jeff and Kelly from Connecticut, and they said that while their daughter was sleeping in her nursery on Tuesday, that their dog, Henry, began acting really strange, and he started barging into the nursery. He kept waking up the baby. He was headbutting the door open and going into her room and just standing there, and I guess the mom, Kelly, was trying to shoo him away, and every time she did, he would go back in when her back was turned. And it was those repeated actions from the dog that pushed the Dowlings to go into the nursery, where they saw that their daughter, who had a cold, was having trouble breathing. She wasn't clearing her airway, and she had started to turn blue and go rigid, and she couldn't get any air, couldn't get any oxygen. And so they took the daughter to the local hospital. Doctors were able to clear out her airway, but they wouldn't have even known if it hadn't been for the dog, Henry, who realized that. And I think, I don't know, it's a great story, heartwarming, because it could have been a tragedy that was averted by a dog. And so oftentimes, our animals know these things before we do, even. And, I mean, that's big. And Henry's getting an extra big snack for Christmas this year.
They even said that Henry was allowed to sleep in bed with them that night.
Hey, one of the things that's so cool about dogs, I know that since my son, Brendan, and his wife, Sophie, had Jasper last month, their dog, Fiona, who was a rescue pit bull combo, was Shropshire, a bunch of different things, but the dog is a fabulous dog. He was thrown out of a car in a box on the side of the road.
So sad.
Anyway, he's come in, and ever since that baby was brought into the house, he has not been any more than 2-3 feet away from the baby. Just always watching, making sure everything is okay or just right. The baby cries. He goes to find Brendan or Sophie if he happens to be, you know, in his little bed. But it's very sweet. And you probably can find hundreds, if not thousands, of stories like that of dogs that are very conscious of the people, the humans in the room, and they seem to be even more conscious about young babies, for whatever the reason. It's not easily explainable. It's not important to explain it, just to know that it's there, part of the animal kingdom, protecting and serving other parts of the animal kingdom. So that's very, it's very cool. Good for Henry. It's 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Now at 53 after the hour for questions for Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Doug Steffen here as the, I could be the quiz master, right? This is like a television game show. Dr. Ken is in the hot seat. So, Dr. Ken, question number one. Yeah. Johnny, tell us what we've won. At the stress factor again, and it being a trigger for drinking in women, more so than men. I find this to be, I'm not sure how to look at it. My mother died as an alcoholic, and so when I saw this, I wondered, so the question's for me, I guess, much as anything else. She was under tremendous stress because she and my father were miserable together, and so she thought her way out was to drink. So is that what caused it? The stress triggered it?
That's what this study, fascinating study out this week in Psychology of Addictive Behaviors, that women, even more than men, go to drinking because of mental stress. You know, you come home. I don't do this, but how often do you hear someone come home? Oh, I've had a horrible day. I need a drink.
Yeah, right.
And that's just, I'm sorry to say this. Don't shoot the messenger, but that is just the wrong reason to drink. And just leads to a lot of problems. But apparently, from this study, women are even much more susceptible to this behavior than men are. And so you need to be aware of this so you don't get yourself into an addictive cycle that leads to whole body wreckage.
Well, that's it. Now, back to the CDC and the
like your
virus.
Mom.
Yeah, my mother was at 50. She was dead. The flaws in test kits. What test kit do you recommend, Dr. Ken, for COVID?
There's a number of them. I don't have a specific one. I think a lot of it right now is by what your pharmacy has, And I recommend going to your favorite pharmacist and asking what they have. And, you know, they come at different price points. And talking to the pharmacist, it's based on availability. And that's how I would make this choice. There are also, geographically, it's different from county to county. There are testing centers, and it's pretty easy to quickly find out which ones have the best reputations. So I would talk to if I want to get tested, I'm going to look around and see what my options are locally, and I'm probably going to talk to my favorite pharmacist. And this is why it's really a good idea to have a single pharmacist that dispenses your drugs. They know what you're on. You know them. They know you. And just ask the pharmacist what they have and what the pharmacist recommends, because it's going to change. There are new options appearing, and you want to get the best value for your money. Talk to the pharmacist that you trust.
Question about hospitals in your area, or hospitals in general, but I'm sure you know the ones that you where you have privileges. Do you find that they're dropping their vaccine mandates for the workers in the hospitals, even though we find it preferable and we can't imagine a healthcare worker who wouldn't want to get the vaccine unless, you know, they'll tell you that they know more than you do. That is, you can, because you want people to get vaccinated, and people say, no, don't do that. It's too dangerous. Go ahead.
I'll give you my own humble opinion. You know, I'm not in favor. I don't like mandates. I like people using good judgment and doing the right thing. And my own feeling is that those of us in healthcare, we have a responsibility not to pass on COVID. And that means each one of us either having natural immunity and having plenty of antibodies and measuring them and documenting that they're there. And that's one way of definitely protecting ourselves and not passing it along and not having an adverse reaction to the vaccine. But if we don't have documented natural immunity by measuring antibodies, then we need to be vaccinated. I personally am triply vaxxed. Whenever I'm in front of a patient, I wear a mask. So we take extreme precaution, even over precaution, because I don't want to be, you know, doctors do no harm. We take an oath, and I think anyone in the medical profession should do everything they can to make sure that when we come in contact with patients, we're not going to give them COVID, and we've been successful in that regard. Most people get COVID not in the doctor's office. They get it at home from their family. That's where most COVID comes from.
One would hope that you didn't get it in the doctor's office.
The most common place. Number two is not even close.
Yeah. All right. Dr. Ken here answering your questions, all of our questions. Ask Dr. Ken, part of DJV Health at 59 past the hour.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.